Happy to be here. This morning I want to talk about something. Last time I had a children's lesson was I began thinking about it, and I thought if I would share another children's lesson, well, I'd like to talk about this. What I want to talk about this morning is the importance of honesty in our lives. And it's kind of a big subject, and I don't think I'll be able to give you the best little speech on it this morning or anything, but I'll try to do my best. There's a verse I would like to read, or there's a passage in Luke chapter 8 that I would like to read. So y'all remember the parable of the sower in the Bible, and how the sower went and sowed seeds on the ground, and he just sowed them as he was walking along, and some fell on good ground, some fell on. Let me just go there. It says some fell by the wayside, and some fell on the stony ground, and some fell in the thorns, but some also fell on good ground. And which seeds are the ones that bared fruit? Yeah, thank you. Yeah, so, and then Jesus would later went on to say that the ones that fell on the good ground, he made this likeness in this parable to the seed. He said was the word of God, and the word of God is sowed in all of our hearts as people, and he said that the good ground is people that have a good and an honest heart, and that those are the only people that bear fruit with the word of God, as they're the only people that. When they hear the word of God, they're the only people that it does any good for, is people that have a good and honest heart. And that's what we like to talk about a little bit today. The only way that we will, as I said, the only way that we will bear fruit in our Christian lives, the only way that we will benefit others, The only way that the word of God will benefit us, or that will bring glory to God, is if we have a good and honest heart. And so there's a couple different things about honesty that we could talk about this morning. We could talk about being honest. First, we need to be honest with God, and we also need to be honest with ourselves. And we need to be honest with others. And I'd like to talk about those three things just a little bit each. So we need to be honest with God. And when we're honest with God is when we agree with his word. When we see that he is a holy God. And we see our sin. And we see ourselves for who we are in the light of God's word. And we agree with that. And that's how we're honest with God. God is truth. And he is the source of truth, and when we agree with that truth, we're being honest with God. And I think it talks in this parable about how in one of the parables it talks about people that receive the word. It says, and by they were offended. They couldn't handle the truth. They weren't being honest because they didn't want to. They heard the truth, and they didn't like what they heard, and so they became offended, and they just gave up and walked away from God. They decided that this wasn't for them. They decided that they didn't want to be near the truth. And so they just kind of gave up and walked away from the Lord. So now, so we have to also be, we also have to be honest with ourselves. And this is kind of difficult to do sometimes. Oftentimes being honest altogether is just very difficult to do. But I was thinking, if we're honest with ourselves, it means that we admit our mistakes. It means that we admit when we are wrong. And we ask for forgiveness. And we ask for help. That's how we're honest with ourselves. That's kind of difficult to do sometimes. Being honest is it can be difficult to do, but we'll never regret being honest. We'll never be disappointed or sad that we were honest in the end, because the Bible says that it says, "Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." So being honest brings freedom in our lives. And it's the only way that we can have peace. It's the only way that we have peace with God is if we're honest, and it's the only way that we can be at peace with ourselves is if we're honest. And so it's very, very important that we practice honesty in our lives. Another way is, and it's probably a bigger way that we sometimes struggle with, is being honest with others. So sometimes you probably all know what it's like to say, you probably all know what it means just to say a lie. Like we say we did something wrong and we don't want to get a punishment, and so we just say the untruth. Well, that's a lie. That's being dishonest. But there's also other ways that we can be dishonest with other people. And sometimes we can be dishonest by saying part of the truth, by saying part of a story, and we say that part of it correctly, but we let out the rest of the part of the story that might change the outcome. So for example, let's say that you were playing with your friends, and in the process of playing, maybe you got just a little bit carried away, and something got broke. And later on, your dad or mom asks, "What happened to the window? Why did the window get, or what happened to the window?" And you're like, or maybe you just go tell your parents that the window's broke. They're like, "What happened with the window?" And you say, "Well, that's how it was when I found it. Like that's the way it was when I found it." So it's not that you didn't say a lie necessarily, but you didn't say what all happened. So that's using deceit. And that's just as much of a lie as just saying the untruth. Or you can say your mom might ask you if you ate a cookie or some candy. We'll say a cookie, and you say, "Well, no, I didn't have a cookie," because you had two cookies. Maybe part of the one cookie that you had, some crumbs dropped, and so you didn't have a whole cookie. So you didn't just say an outright lie, but still that's deception. That's being dishonest. And there's a lot of other examples that we could think of, but those are just a few of them that I thought of. It was kind of difficult to think of some, honestly, but we do that a lot of times in our lives. It's easy to do that, and as adults, we can do it because we don't want to offend somebody, or we don't want to have conflict in our lives. So we just say part of the story. We let out a couple important details or a couple important facts. What about do you children all know what it's like to exaggerate stories? You probably have done that sometimes. I think we probably all have, but that's also being very dishonest. Sometimes we can exaggerate a story to make it look better for ourselves, or we can exaggerate a story to make it look worse for someone else. But it's important that we just say the truth, that we speak the truth, and that we lie not one to another, as the Bible says. Sometimes we're dishonest because we minimize a story. That means that we try to make something sound. We try to make our story sound better than what it is, and we take away from the fact that, you know, it is really bad. What we did was bad. But when we explain it to someone, we'll try to downplay it, and we'll try to make it sound a little bit better than what it was. Not quite so bad. Those are just some examples of being dishonest with others and using deceit. Using deceit is if we try to if we're deceitful with our lies, that's something that the Lord hates. If we're deceitful in any way, that's something that God hates, because God is truth, and He is the source of truth, and it's impossible, the Bible says, for God to lie. And honesty in our lives is something that's very, very important to the Lord. So I want you to remember that. Someone once said that honesty is always the best policy. What that means is that it's always the right thing to do to be honest. It's always the best thing that we can do is to be honest. So, yeah, I want you to remember that. Sometimes, as I mentioned, being honest is difficult. Sometimes it can cost us. It can cost us quite a bit. Let's say that. Say that we're going to do something, and maybe we wait a little while to do it, and we put it off, and then until it comes time to do it, it becomes more difficult. Let's say your mother asks you to take the trash out, and while you wait for a couple hours, and then in a couple hours it's time to do it because it's soon going to be supper time, but by this time it's raining out. So you said that you'll do it. You say yes, mother, you'll take the trash out, but now it's raining, and maybe it's a thunderstorm, and so if you go out now, you're going to get wet. And it's a much more difficult to do it now. But being honest is always doing what we say that we're going to do, even if circumstances change, or if it becomes more difficult for us to do it. We still do what we said we were going to do. And I was thinking about just being honest. Is doing the right thing, even when we're all by ourselves. That's very important. So is consistently doing what's right, even if we know that nobody sees us. Maybe we know that nobody will even find out. But it's important that we still do the right thing, even when we're by ourselves and when we are all alone. That's being honest with the truth that we know in our lives. It's being honest with the Word of God, and that's something that's very important. I was thinking about how do we practice being truthful in our lives? And I was thinking about that, like, honesty becomes a pattern in our lives, a habit that we have when we know the truth, when we when we so that means when your parents speak to you that you listen, and that you listen to what they have to say, and you receive all the truth that you can into your life, and you hide it in your hearts. Do any of you children have Psalms 119 verse 11 memorized? Do you know what that verse is? You probably are familiar with it, but it says, "Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against you." So we receive God's truth into our lives, and we hide it in our hearts. We get all the truth that we can. We receive it, whether it's by reading God's word or by the teaching that our parents give us. We receive all the truth that we can, and we hide it in our hearts, so that we can know what's right from wrong, and so that we can consistently do what's right. There's a person that lived a long time ago, and a number of probably over 100 years ago. And his name was Abraham Lincoln. Did you ever hear of Abraham Lincoln before? Did you ever read about him? Yeah, well, that's good. So he was the president. He was one of the presidents of this country. But as a young man, he had a reputation of being honest. He was very honest, and he consistently was honest, so much so that people began to know him for his honesty, and people started calling him a name. They said that he was Honest Abe, and I thought about that when I was preparing for this tutor's lesson. If we're called a name, why, that's something that's a good name that we would be called, is people would call us honest, and people would know us by our honesty and our truthfulness, and that they could always count on us to be honest, to always tell them the truth. That's something that we should, that's something that should be very important to us. A few stories about Abraham Lincoln. So when he was a young man, he was a little boy, he was actually fairly young, he borrowed a book from one of his teachers. He loved to read books. He borrowed a book from one of his teachers, and books were very expensive back then. This was a thick book. It was a biography about George Washington, so it was maybe a couple hundred pages. It was an expensive book. It was very thick, and it took a while to read, so he just kind of read as he had time. And they lived in a log cabin. And once he would read his book up in his bedroom, and then to store it, he would put it in the cracks of between the logs of their house. He would store it. He would kind of hide it in there so it'd keep it safe. And one time, it stormed really bad. It rained, and I don't know if it flooded or not, but it rained really hard. And this book got damaged. It became just completely soaked, and it was ruined. It was an expensive book, and it was harder to get a good book back then than it is now. You couldn't just order it on Amazon. So he had to go tell his teacher that he had to be honest and tell him what happened. He told his teacher that the book got wet and that it's damaged, but he would like to pay for it. He said he doesn't have very much money, but he'll do whatever the teacher thinks he should do. And the teacher and him agreed that he would work for 3 days to pay for this book. And so he worked for 3 days to pay for this book that got ruined when he was watching it. Another story, one more, and I'll soon be done here, but as he got older, he became a cashier or a clerk at a store. One day there was a lady come in. She was from a little ways away. She came into the store, and he was helping her get her belongings and the items, her merchandise, things that she wanted to buy. He helped her get her those items and he checked her out. And at the end of the day, he realized that he overcharged this lady by a few cents. And it would have been easy for him just to be like, well, it was an accident. Like, he didn't mean to do that. But he was a man of integrity and he was honest. And so after he closed the store, he walked several miles to go take these couple cents back to this lady and tell her that he accidentally overcharged her. So those were just some interesting stories that I read. And it was just, I would just like to encourage you children to practice honesty in your lives, because that is, to have a reputation for being honest is worth a lot. It's very, very valuable. And it's very important to the Lord that we are consistently honest, that we're always honest, that we make that a habit in our lives. So I think that's pretty much everything that I have for this morning. Maybe we'll have a prayer and then you'll be dismissed. Dear Father, we come before you this morning. We thank you for this beautiful day that you blessed us with. We thank you for just allowing us to be together today in this way. And thank you for this little time that we can have here together with the children. We just pray that you would continue to guide and direct their steps as they journey through life, and help them to find you, Father. Help them to find their way in life. And we just ask that you would bless them and just keep them, Father, in your care. And we just thank you for this day. We thank you for this this gathering, this church service that we can be part of. We ask you to bless Brother Jerry as he shares the message yet, and give him peace and calmness. And we ask that you would bless us as we spend the remainder of this day together. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.